Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Today we're continuing our financial tips for newlyweds. And know that these tips are beneficial to everyone, regardless of their marital status. Everyone can learn from these. So we're going to continue and kind of pick up with setting a minimum cost for discussing big expenses. So an easy way to head off disagreements about money is to agree to discuss any purchases above a set limit. So maybe spending $20 isn't a big deal in your relationship, but spending $1,000 can maybe make your spouse upset. So you should agree that anything above a certain amount, that the other person deserves a conversation. And, you know, anything above $50 maybe or $100 is something that you guys need to talk about beforehand. Also talk about how you'll deal with friends or family in need of money. There may come a time when a loved one needs some financial help. Be sure to discuss these kinds of situations together as a couple and make a decision about how you're going to help if you're going to help together. Update all of your beneficiaries. So a beneficiary is a person who will receive the benefits of a will, a trust, life insurance, etc. And now that you're married, you'll want to update those to reflect your spouse. Also, give your spouse power of attorney and designate him or her a healthcare proxy. Now, no one likes to think about this stuff, but in the event of a health emergency, you may want your spouse to make the legal decisions about your property and finances and health options. Also, create and update your will to include your spouse. Without a will, the state will just make those decisions for you, and a will is especially important if one or both of you have children already. So making your marriage a priority will bless your relationship. Talking about finances, it's not so glamorous or fun, but it can bless your marriage on a daily basis. So I love this quote that kind of goes along with that thought, and it's from President Spencer W. Kimball. And it says, "Some think of happiness as a glamorous life of ease, luxury, and constant thrills, but true marriage is based on a happiness which is more than that, one which comes from giving, serving, sharing, sacrificing, and selflessness." Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.